So when you're ready, lower your eyelids to fully closed or to halfway closed. If you keep them slightly open, try to look at the ground in front of you. And bring your awareness first into the room, the present moment. And let go of any reference to thoughts that are not about what's happening right here, right now. If you find it difficult to make the transition from all the dramas of day-to-day life into a meditative state, you can start by just listening to the sounds in the room, sounds that are happening right now. So setting a couple of intentions for the meditation, the first is to bring a spirit of exploration rather than judgment or criticism. So if at any point you notice your mind wandering from whatever it is we're focusing on, don't judge yourself. It happens to everyone. Don't think there's anything wrong with what's occurring. It's just the nature of the mind for a long while in the practice to wander off in search of other stuff to think about. And so our job is simply to stay present enough to notice when the mind has wandered and to bring it back into the body, but to not judge it. Second intention would be to put aside any thoughts about what's going on in the rest of your life, all the narratives and stories, any dramas or suspenses that are occurring. They'll still be there when the meditation is done, so you can pick them back up. But for this time, for the purposes of relaxing the mind, making the mind peaceful, just put aside all the stories and things that you generally find your mind focusing on during the normal day-to-day life. For now, we're going to focus on things that are generally underappreciated by the mind. So let's make our way down through the body and using your power of suggestion, your awareness, your ability to affect the body with your mind. Start scanning the crown of the head, the forehead. See what sensations are there, And if you notice any tightness or contraction, any tension, just use the power of suggestion, the thought, perhaps relax. Just do whatever you can to let go of any holding or tension you're adding. Scanning the eyes, softening the eyes. Softening the eyelids. The muscles of the cheek, cheekbones. See if you can allow a half smile, a Mona Lisa type smile, to crease your lips. It actually serves a purpose. It lets the body know, the rest of the mind know that everything's okay right now. Nothing to worry about. Nothing's happening other than we're sitting and breathing. Allowing the jaw to hang comfortably. You might want to tip the head slightly forward to extend the neck muscles. Scanning down through the throat. Now work your way into the shoulders. See if you can catch any tendency for them to tighten and drift upwards towards the ears. Just allow them to drop heavily as if you've just put down a heavy weight or something. Just allow the shoulders to fall away from the head. The arms to fall lifelessly. Scanning down through the chest, making sure the breath comes in easily. Softening the belly, allowing any tendency to contract the abdomen, to dissolve. Just allow the abdomen to let go. Don't hold it in. Take a moment to scan up and down through the spine to make sure that the energy is flowing. And then bring your awareness into the pelvis, sit bones, buttocks. Just relax. Any tendency to tighten the muscles there, you don't need to have them tightened to keep yourself upright. Just allow them to relax. Take a few moments to scan through both legs, the first the left and then the right, down through the thighs, kneecaps, shins, ankles, the foot, the heel, the foot and the toes, and just see if you can get a sense of energy flowing down and connecting everything in the foot, the legs together, releasing any tendency to tighten, bringing energy into any areas that feel numb. If you notice any pain, it's probably because you might be leaning too far forward. Find an area of the body where you find it comfortable to observe yourself breathing in and out. It can be the tip of the nose or inside the mouth or the throat. top of the chest, or the chest itself, or the abdomen. It can be really any area of the body, because all of the body is involved in breathing. And for the time being, remembering that the Buddha said that all we needed to become enlightened was just the breath. There's nothing else we need to try to find true happiness. So if we're not comfortable with the breath, we're forgetting that it's what's keeping us alive. Everything else in life will come and go, but your breath will always be with you. So try to make it your friend. Try to make it something that you can turn to no matter what's going on in life. Something that's comfortable. Try to connect as much of the body as you can to the idea of the breath. See how your hands affect your breath or are affected by it. See if you can feel your legs, back of your head, all involved in bringing air into and out of the body, energy into and out of the body. See if you can even connect your thoughts to the breath, rather than thinking about anything else. Think about ways you can make the breath more comfortable and stay with it. It and make the breath longer or shorter, deeper or shallower. View the entire breathing body or just a part of the body. The last few minutes, if there's anything or any part of your mind you've been keeping removed from just jumping in and being part of breathing and enjoying being or the feelings of being alive, just see if you can take that plunge fully into your body. Find a sense of appreciation and wonder of what it's like to be in. A human body. gently start to release the breath from the focus of your awareness. And while you keep your eyes closed, slowly begin to allow more sensations, perceptions, and thoughts about what's going on in the world around you to come in. Try to make the transition from your meditation into a more externally based awareness, as smooth as you can. Don't throw away any tranquility that you've developed over the last 25 or 30 minutes.